There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking holidays on the Business Breakfast this morning, but I'm afraid it's not the ticket. We're not reviewing the best places to go, Maldives versus the Seychelles. What we're looking at is productivity, and in particular, do vacations make you more productive? Yes, they do, according to new research out of the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. They've crunched the numbers on members, and they're the kind of rich countries in Western Europe, North America, and others. And they found this: that workers in 9 out of 10 countries, the most productive workers that have the highest productivity per worker per hour, are not from the United States, where vacations are traditionally wafer thin, but are in Europe, where vacations are much more generous, on average about 32, 33 days a year. Joining us in the studio to tell us what it means for us here in Dubai, the UAE and the wider region is the Managing Director of Innovative HR Solutions, Amanda White. Amanda, good morning. Thanks
good
for being
morning,
with us.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. We'll get into the weeds of this in a second, but first of all, gut reaction, first impressions, do vacations make us more productive or less so?
Gut reaction, there's too much research to suggest that having no holiday at all is helpful.
Right, so no vacation is a bad thing.
Yes.
But how much is optimal? Can we crunch those numbers?
I'm not sure that we can definitely crunch those numbers, but certainly this research would suggest that certainly in the US, what they're saying, where they've got diminished holidays, they've got about 10 holidays typically. But what they're saying is that actually when you take more than 10, if you take 11 plus, actually you're more productive. So that's quite interesting research from our perspective.
So it's not the short mini breaks then, it's a decent put the BlackBerry down.
But from a psychological perspective, actually a break can be quite short. It doesn't have to be 2 or 3 weeks. As long as it is a break, it's what we call rest.
I think the million dirham question is whether employers recognise this.
I think they do here, largely. Having said that, we've got obviously different segments of work here. So I think, you know, we see often that perhaps some of the taxi drivers, some of the blue collar workers possibly aren't getting as much vacation as they require. But certainly I think in the white collar realms, I think it's quite typical here. Obviously the legislation states that we all have 30 days.
We heard from Mike earlier on. He called in. He owns a business. It's a construction consultancy. Mm. He has about 21 people, all office workers, so white-collar workers, as you put it. And he was saying his challenge is getting people to take their holiday because they're so committed that they want to be on the job getting things done. It does involve long hours sometimes. It is quite stressful. You've got to hit deadlines and get projects out the door. Yeah. And he has a use it or lose it policy. So if you don't use your 25 days a year by the end of the holiday period, you can't roll it over. You can't take time off in lieu and get cash for it. But that's his challenge, getting people to take the holiday.
And actually, that's very true. We see a lot of studies that suggest that people get quite a lot of anxiety about going away. They have that mountain of work before they go. Some of them face that mountain of work when they come back. 43%, in fact, of people in this survey suggested that they were anxious about worried about the mounting work. And another 32% talked about cost. So the cost of going away is also prohibitive for some.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a difference in the US and other jurisdictions as well, where the US being the only OECD country where it isn't mandated that you have to pay your employees for their holiday. Yeah. So a lot of people obviously are taking holiday, but they're also losing wages with that as well. What's the point? To play devil's advocate, Amanda, if we're going to spend the whole time checking emails anyway and effectively being on call, probably in a different time zone where it's inconvenient, what's the point of even taking one?
Well, I think that's also very true, because I think a lot of people are taking work on holiday, at home at night and at the weekends. And we've actually got to create, I think, sort of mechanisms to cope with that, because I think the truth is we're more connected than we've ever been. And I think certainly here in the UAE, we're the hub for the Americas, Asia's, as well as Europe. So for a lot of people, we are connecting with bosses, with a matrix organization outside of the UAE in different time zones. So we have become quite used to working 24/7. We've come quite used to picking up the mobile in the morning or the BlackBerry in the morning and going to sleep with it at night. So actually, we have to create mechanisms to cope with that. And I think it's possibly now unrealistic to think that you can actually go away for long periods of time without checking in occasionally. And that's quite an interesting realization, I think. And I think employers have a duty actually to work out how they're going to cope with that, because it is happening. And I think it's happening on a more increasing basis. And of course, we know that there are detrimental impacts to health. We know that there's the physical stress, the tight shoulders, the tight back. We know there's hormonal havoc, extra cortisol and adrenaline pumping through the body, which can lead to things like depression, insulin resistance, weight gain, those sorts of things. And we also know there's a social detriment as well. There's that, it's important for family units to go away and to communicate.
Yeah, and employers sort of say that they care about all these things. Mm. But we've had people texting in this morning sort of saying, yeah, but you get treated a bit funny if you do take your holiday. I don't feel comfortable. Someone else saying they felt a little bit like a slave. And I know Richard was mocking me earlier because I admitted to holiday guilt, that I sometimes feel guilty putting in the leave application. And this is all in my head, yes. By the way. No one's yes. making me feel bad. But even putting in the leave application for the holiday that I am entitled to, I sometimes just think people are going to look at her and look at me and think, here she goes again. She always goes on holiday, exactly. That one.
And there is a lot of peer group pressure, especially in the States. I worked for a States-based company before coming here, and actually a lot of people were leaving leave on the table, and they weren't taking their leave. As you say, peer group pressure, fear of not being able to keep up with everybody else, being out of the loop.
They might discover they can get on without me.
Yes, indeed.
We've had lots of SMSs in about this, as you might imagine. Eugen writes in saying, and he wrote in earlier saying he works long hours. 48 hours is what's mandated in his contract. Often works overtime and weekends without getting paid extra. But he writes in now, and this is interesting because he also manages a team. He says the most productive way of running my team, he says, I will spare them as much as possible. Most of the time, he likes his team to run at about 85 to 90% of capacity. So a little bit of spare capacity. But then when needed, he says, they will willingly give 105 to 110% and put in the extra. So it's not a machine that runs at a regular pace throughout the day, week or year. You have phases of taking your foot off the gas and phases when you really have to hammer it. How does that resonate with you, Amanda, as an HR professional?
Yeah, it does resonate. And I think it's very important, again, that when we're training leaders, we talk about resilience. We talk about how to manage team and how to manage that discretionary effort. And you can't expect the team to really pull through if you're in that phase of 110% if you haven't done a 90 previously. So I think it is really important to manage that effort.
Do we need to just rip up the complete play sheet here when it comes to how we look at productivity and what counts at work? I mean, we've had someone text in to say that they are constantly butting heads, ignoring the fight that's going on the screen behind us, with their HR department because they want to calculate what happens in their office by productivity and performance. And HR cares about bottoms on seats and whether someone's there at 8:30 and still there at 5:30.
Yeah, and I think this is certainly the way things are going, managing by objectives. You know, have you got the work done? And I think, I fully expect to go home perhaps one day at 4 o'clock. I've got a computer in my hand and I'm expecting to do something that evening. To finish a proposal or to contact a client or have a call. And I think, going back to what I was saying earlier, because we're that much more connected, we can actually be working from anywhere to a large extent. And I think, again, that organisations need to put in those mechanisms which says that people can work from home, they can work in their own time because they are going to have to work in their own time, but perhaps take some less time actually in the office. So reaching that balance with employees for a lot of firms is something that we're going to have to reach.
Are we a little bit behind here in the UAE about that, though? I was speaking to a lawyer in the last couple of days who sort of said, look, I've been a lawyer for 9.5 years and I have to ask when I take my lunch break. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, that is crazy. And I think, if we are expecting, and especially in a lawyer, I mean, if he's got those deals hanging has got those deals hanging on the horizon, then absolutely she's probably likely to be working those extra hours when the deal requires it. So I think it really is about give and take. And I think you have to guard motivation. As an employer, you have to guard the fact that people's motivation and that discretionary effort is really key.
I mean, we're talking here mainly about people who are working in offices, I guess. I mean, it needs to be said that I think all of us would accept that there are people working outdoors in summer, working far harder than any of us ever do in an office, nice air-conditioned office, however many hours we work. But given that caveat, how hard do we work or not work here in the UAE? We've been looking at some of the data and the stats that suggest that in terms of public holidays, things like Eid al-Adha, which is coming up, we're quite low down the list globally. We have 8 or 9 days a year compared with India's top of the list with 17. But then if you factor in mandated paid vacation, the 30 days or 22 days as it sometimes works out, actually we're up at 30 plus days a year, and that's in the top quartile globally. That's up with kind of Europe, not quite Q8 at 43, but we're pretty good. And then you factor in Ramadan and shorter hours there. As an HR professional, Amanda, how do you benchmark the number of hours we work here in the UAE versus the rest of the world?
Certainly, I think, as you say, we're probably at the middle. As you say, US does not mandate holiday. Europe at the top end, obviously, is giving a more generous holiday. We are at 20 days minimum, or working days, 30 days in total as a calendar month. And as you say, we have about, on average, 10 public holidays here, 11 on occasion, depending on where the national day falls. So actually, as far as I'm concerned, we are probably towards that top quartile, really, somewhere in the middle to the top quartile.
Final point on this, interesting comments from a professor at the University of Michigan School of Nursing, Catherine Potempa, is quoted as saying vacations are important because they not only replenish the mind, they also reduce the physical effects of stress in the body. When you go and talk to companies, and clearly you talk to a lot of companies across the Middle East about this, to HR managers in particular, but also general managers, CEOs, how many of them get that and genuinely believe in that vacation isn't just a necessary evil that they have to give their staff, but is something that will enrich and make the lives of their staff better? How many of them actually get that?
I think they do get it, especially when it comes to physical rest. I think actually what people don't necessarily realise is that cognitive flexibility that rest actually promotes. So people actually tend to be more creative if they can take some time out and actually think and get some perspective. And I think that's the piece that people often miss, is actually there's a real benefit to taking some rest and being able to think clearly.
Amanda, always nice talking to you. Really appreciate you joining us this morning. Amanda White is the Managing Director of Innovative HR Solutions. Thanks for your time.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.